Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Yesterday, I testified before the Indiana State Senate Committee on Tax and Fiscal Policy. They reviewed a bill to exempt the retail sales of precious metals, bullion, and money from sales and use taxes, similar to the exemption enacted in Michigan in 1999. The Indiana bill had already passed the House by a unanimous vote. 31 states have a complete or partial sales tax exemption on bullion and numismatic sales. The Virginia legislature recently passed their exemption bill, now waiting for that governor's signature to become law. Indiana could become state number 33. Let me share with you my discussion on two points the committee raised. They demonstrate why it is so difficult for politicians to do what is right. First was the question whether a sales tax exemption for money was fair. That is a great question, to which the answer is yes. You see, sales tax are consumption taxes on assets that are consumed or used. In contrast, precious metals, bullion, rare coins, and currency are not consumed. They are either acquired as investments or for the enjoyment of a hobby and are carefully preserved with an eye toward future sales. They are not worn, used, or otherwise consumed. The Internal Revenue Service and state treasuries confirm that these are capital assets that are not consumed. The tax agencies anticipate collecting income taxes on the profits realized when these assets are sold. In fact, IRS Form 1099-B is used by coin dealers to report to the IRS some bullion and coin purchases from the public. Next, I reviewed the limitations of a static tax impact analysis on pending legislation. State treasuries and legislative fiscal agencies prepare static analyses of the impact of proposed tax law changes. If a sales tax exemption is being considered, they estimate how much existing tax collections would decline. However, calculating only potential lower tax collections is inaccurate. When tax laws change, people alter their behavior. So a dynamic analysis is needed to reflect the overall impact of changes to tax collections. Did you know that there is no approved methodology for bureaucrats to do a dynamic tax analysis? That's why I shared with the Indiana politicians what happened in Michigan after it enacted the bullion and numismatic sales tax exemption. Tune in Friday for the surprising details. That's it for now. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.